Archbishop of the Spiritual Baptist Archdiocese in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Melford Pompey said the activities thus far have been progressing very well. Archbishop Pompey said the public feedback from all of the activities has been very positive.
The activities, they went well. We started off with a caravan that was also hyped to the activities, but not as big as last year because we hosted it on a Sunday and we use a working day this time around. So we had some challenges. We had the pilgrimage kind of one, well, that one, because even before we get to the wharf, all the tickets were completely sold out. So we were able to go to kind of one. We had a great time on the boat and then we had an opening at the Hard Court in kind of one. And again, that was a blessing. We had the revival, doing it the old time way. That was a success because what we did in the six zones, the preacher was a young person and we exposed our young people because I'm one who believes in giving our young people a chance. And from the report, it was wonderful.
Archbishop Pompey said during the celebrations, visits were made to schools, hospitals, shut-ins, and prisons. He said these activities will be ongoing as part of the regular ministry of the Spiritual Baptist movement throughout the year.
We had a visit to the prison, to the schools, and yes, they are calling for more. So it's something we will continue, not just for the celebration. It's something we are going to add to our ministry throughout the year. The Thursday, we had a great time. Thought it could have been better. There were some hiccups, but I think we go back to the drawing board and take a look at it and in terms of the venue and the procession. But the most important thing from the feedback, the message that was delivered on unity and how we can really build the faith that we call spiritual baptism, I think that was well received from all reports, and I am glad because that's very important. The word of God reached the heart.
Archbishop Pompey said the Spiritual Baptists will wrap up their activities on Sunday, May 31st, with a closing Thanksgiving service at the St. Elizabeth Cathedral, located at Belmont, commencing at 1 p.m. He encouraged the public to support this final activity to commemorate the second annual National Spiritual Baptist Day.
Our final activity will be on Sunday. It's like a service of Thanksgiving, telling God thanks for the month or the activities we had. We just, you know, come together in 1 o'clock and we'll be doing that at this Elizabeth Cathedral in Belmont from 1 o'clock. And there's going to be a mixture of how they worship in the old-time way. So we're going to be seeing the old and the new. We're going to have a mixture. And it is something I do not want anyone to miss. So we invite everyone to come on out at Belmont and we will be having an evening of praise and worship and thanksgiving from 1 o'clock. And we'll be having a preacher. It's not one of the preachers you're accustomed listening to. So again, we invite you to come to Belmont. We are just praying that the blessings of the Lord will just descend as it has been doing over the last few weeks during this month.
Archbishop of the Spiritual Baptist Archdiocese in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Melford Pompey. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.